are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
The fullness of the blessing. Romans 15, 29, the Apostle Paul writes, he says, I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing. Everybody say the fullness of the blessing. No, you have to talk to me. Don't switch off now. I want to change your mind so I can change your life. Say the fullness of the blessing. I know when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. We're going to talk about the gospel of Christ, the good report, what we are called to preach. But the Apostle Paul makes an amazing statement. He says, I'm not going to come in partial blessing. I'm not going to come in half the measure of the blessing of the gospel. I'm going to come in the full measure. The word fullness also means completion. I want you to know this morning, the price has been paid by Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago, he paid the price for your salvation. He paid the price for your healing. He paid the price for your prosperity. Come on. He redeemed you that you may be a blessed person. Lift your hand this morning and say this. Say, thank you, Father, that I am blessed. Thank you, Father, that you enlarge my territory. Thank you, Father, that your hand is upon me. Thank you, Father, that you keep me from all evil in Jesus' name. Say it. The rest of my life will be the best of my life. Say, I am blessed with God's best. Good things are heading my way in Jesus' name. I'm too blessed to be stressed. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. I think by now we've established the fact that God wants his people blessed. In John 10:10, Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Abundantly, Zoe kind of life, or life, Zoe, life the way God has it. Abundantly, literally translated, means superior in quality, super abundant in quantity. That's what Jesus said. I don't know where we get this from, that if you follow Jesus, you are worse off. Everybody that followed Jesus were better off. He said, follow me and I will make you, not I will break you. I will fill your heart with hope. I will give you a vision. I will enlarge you. I will expand you. I will fill you with my peace. I will heal your physical body. Jesus came not just to get you to heaven. He came to give you a better quality of life right here on planet Earth. In Proverbs 10:22, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. So I don't think we have to debate about the blessing. If you still want to debate, I'm going to give you 100 scriptures today and settle the issue of the blessing of God, that it is God's will for you, and that the blessing of God will never leave you where it finds you. The blessing of God will increase you. The blessing of God will enlarge you. The blessing of God will turn you into somebody that you never thought you could be. You will be a beautiful, positive, righteous, upstanding, just person, not a selfish, self-centered person. When Jesus enters your life, everything changes. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. So when the blessing comes, the blessing will enlarge you, will increase you, will sustain you when you go through the valley of the shadow of death. When you're in a time of calamity, when the storms of life, John 16:33 come, the blessing, the presence, the favor of God as a shield will protect you. I want you to know this morning, dear family, God is more real than the person sitting next to you. The Holy Spirit is more real than the person sitting next to you. And that Holy Spirit, that God says, I am for you. And I'm not against you. That God says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So in the world, people chase after money as the source of the greatest power. In the church, we understand money is a byproduct. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. We don't chase after money. Because people who do that are pierced through 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says, through many sorrows. So people chase the world, they chase the wealth of the world, and in the process, they lose their health, they lose their wife, they lose their children, they lose their relationships, they no longer are in church. So we are very particular to make it clear what the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. So if we want the blessing of the Lord, we cannot chase after the things of the world. We have to be God chasers. We have to seek Matthew 6:33, first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 4:19, Jesus said to the disciples, disciples, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That was their destiny. Well, fishers of men for you, although we should be soul winners, it's God's destiny. God says, follow me, I will make you the great rugby player I predestined you to be. Follow me, I will make you the great salesman. Follow me, I will make you the great preacher. Follow me, I will make you the great pastor. Follow me, I will make you the great business owner. I will make you the great politician. So our focus must remain in the right place. Because the blessing is wrapped up in him. I said the blessing is wrapped up in him. No relationship with God, you will have blessing with sorrow. Yeah, amen. Genesis 12, remember God said to Abraham, follow me, get out of your father's house, and God says, I will bless you. How many of you want to be more blessed? Amen. I said, and the rest of you? You don't want to be blessed. You say, well, Pastor, that's selfish. No, it's selfish not to want to be blessed. Because how will people get to know the gospel of Jesus if somebody is not blessed and somebody doesn't give into a television station, if somebody doesn't finance a building? How will the kingdom of God be established? It's not going to be established by the devil and his children. It's going to be established by God's children. That's why the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just in Jesus' name. So the blessing is God's supernatural enabling force in your life. It is God's empowerment to prosper and succeed in life. The blessing is the ability to get results. It is the anointing, which is God's ability painted on your ability. Now let's talk this morning about Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Galatians chapter 3, the scripture this morning, you can read with me. Verse 1, the Bible says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This I want to learn from you, that you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? But obviously the answer is by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, listen now, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And the answer is? Come on, talk to me. I mean, Paul's asking a question there because we have to reason. We have to make up our own minds what it actually is that we believe. So he says, the blessing that you have, the miracles that you have, the presence and the person of the Holy Spirit, how do you receive the blessing of God in your life? Is it by the hearing of the law or by the hearing of faith? And the obvious answer is by faith. Everything you receive from God is by grace through faith. He says, oh, let me read verse 5 again. He says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Wow. Only those who believe the promise, only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Well, you can sit here today and say, well, I'm a son of God. Yes, you are, but you are also a son of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, who is Christ Jesus, your Lord. So the same promises God made to Abraham is applicable to you today. So we better understand what the Abrahamic covenant is. We better understand what promises God made to Abraham. Because God made those promises to Abraham 430 years before the law. So verse 8, the Bible says, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. All the nations, South African nation, the Sotho nation, the Xhosa nation, the Zulu nation, the Spanish nation, Espanol, the French nation. People come and they say, well, it's difficult in France. I say nothing is difficult with the blessing of God. It's difficult in London. I say nothing is difficult with the blessing of God. The blessing of God are for the nations of the world. Come on, the Northern African countries. Come on, here in South Africa, the European countries. In the name of Jesus, that the blessing of Abraham might come. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Those who are of faith are blessed. Say, I am blessed. So the Bible says, those who are of faith, that you and me, are blessed. with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of this law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Say, I live by faith. Say, I walk by faith. Say, I please God by faith. Say, I am blessed by faith. So, although God says you are blessed, you have to walk in your blessing by faith. So, we cannot doubt whether God wants us blessed, because the Bible says God has blessed us. Ephesians 1 verse 3, the Bible says, thanks be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So, in Christ you are blessed. In Christ you are the head. In Christ you are disease free. In Christ you have a future. In Christ you are an overcomer. In Christ you are righteous. In Christ you are justified, because the blessing is in Christ. So the Bible says in verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse of a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. There it is. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Substitution. The number 16 running on in the place of the number 2 in the rugby match. He's the substitute. We're going to talk about the great substitute called the Lamb of God, the eternal sacrifice, Jesus Christ, what he did at Calvary, what the gospel reveals, what Jesus did when he hung on that Calvary on the cross. Not only did God place our sickness and our disease upon him, but God also placed our sin upon him. God placed our poverty upon him, that we may receive the blessing of Abraham. Say a big amen and give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham might come. Everybody say, blessing of Abraham. Upon the Gentiles. Now, what is a Gentile? A Gentile is somebody that's not a Jew in the flesh. So people come today, they say, well, Israel is God's favorite nation. Yes, God has a covenant with Israel, but in the New Testament, you are the spiritual Jew. You are a son of Abraham as much as an Israelite is a son of Abraham. You don't need to be born in Israel to be a partaker of the blessing. You are blessed because of the seed of Abraham. And we'll talk about the seed right now. So it says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak to you in a manner of men, though it is only a man's covenant. Yet if it's confirmed, no one annuls it or no one adds it. So God says, I'm making a new covenant. It stands for the eternity of time. You cannot add to it. You cannot take away from it. It's a new covenant. It's a better covenant. It's a covenant that restores everything and more that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. So you are more blessed than Adam ever was in the Garden of Eden because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say a good amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one. And to your seed, who is Christ. So the blessing of Abraham is in the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham is Christ Jesus. Sin entered the world through one man's disobedience. Life entered the world. Redemption entered the world through one man's obedience, which is Jesus Christ. So the day Jesus comes into your life, I want you to know that the curse is broken and the blessing of Abraham comes upon your life in the name of Jesus. Shout a big amen and give the Lord a praise in the house. Hallelujah. So the blessing again is to be empowered, is to have the force of God in your life to prosper and succeed. So when you live blessed, you live empowered to succeed. As a doctor, as a lawyer, as a sportsman, as a businessman, you live as the head and not the tail. So let's look at this blessing in detail. In Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3, when God calls Abraham, let's backtrack 430 years before the law. In verse 1, the Bible says, the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. Now, isn't that amazing that there's no condition to it? All God says is, follow me and I'm going to make you a great nation. All Jesus says is, give me your life and I'm going to turn everything around. Your life will be better if you follow me. I will fill your heart with hope. I will give you a bigger dream. I will take you where you cannot take yourself. My blessing will enable you to prosper even where people are experiencing dearth and dryness. I will bless your marriage. I will bless your finances. I will bless your home. Everything you touch will be blessed. It says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and your name will be great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him, the devil who curses you, that in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, 430 years before the law, understanding the Bible, there are four dispensations. I said three dispensations after Jesus. There's the dispensation in the Bible before the fall of man. Then there's the dispensation before the law, after the fall of man, which is the Abrahamic covenant, which is a covenant of fruitfulness and increase and multiplication. Then there is a third dispensation, the dispensation of the old covenant, the law that came. Then there's a fourth dispensation, where we live in now, came 2,000 years ago through Jesus Christ. It is called the dispensation of grace. John chapter 1, the Bible says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So people preach and they say, hey, God is out to get you. God's going to judge you. If you do that, God's going to do that. No, my dear friend. God judged Jesus 2,000 years ago, so God's not about to judge you today. God was merciful 2,000 years ago, God judged Jesus 2,000 years ago, so God can be merciful unto you today. If you come Friday, you will understand it. I mean, sometimes Christians get mad with other people, and they want God to judge people. God doesn't judge people in this dispensation. Or people go and they say, well, there's trouble in my life because Aunt Sue that lived 200 years ago buried her shoe with money in it in front of the kitchen door. So there is a curse on our family. Well, excuse me, is what Aunt Sue did stronger than what Jesus did? Bible says Jesus redeemed you. He broke the curse that the blessing may come. So you have to make up your mind. Are you living under the curse or under the blessing? Are you living under the curse or the blessing? Because in Christ, the curse is broken. In Christ, you are blessed. In Christ, you are seated above all heavenly places. Say amen this morning. So you are blessed. You don't have to go look, why am I not walking in the blessing? If you're not experiencing the fullness of the blessing, we're going to talk about it. You have to look at your faith, your works of faith. Because your level of faith will determine the release of the blessing of Abraham in your life, not what's stopping the blessing. The blessing has come. The blessing is in Christ. The blessing is in you. Because the Holy Spirit is in you. So he says, Christ redeemed you from the curse of the law, that the blessing. So people live who don't believe they are blessed and they have excuses. They live like with a victim mindset. Well, Pastor, I can't because of what my mother did. I'm still sitting with a hole in my soul. And I understand that. That's why the Bible in Luke chapter 4 says, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. So the blessing is in Christ. When you come to Jesus, God wants to deal with the pain that you picked up as a child 50 years ago or 40 years ago or 20 years ago. God wants to remove that burden. That's what the blessing does. God wants to heal that pain. Well, it's in our family. Cancer is in our family. Well, I understand the doctor's truth, and I understand the medical report, but I understand God's report that your genetics are now wrapped up in Jesus Christ, that curse can be broken through Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, say amen, and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. When you talk to people sometimes, and they'll tell you, my grandfather had depression, my mother had depression, my sister has depression, so I'm going to have depression. Then people live believing that one day I'm going to have depression. And I understand. You know, when you go, you fill in those forms, and nowhere is there a form that talks about your spiritual identity. It's all about your physical identity. And let's talk about cancer. Every family has somebody that had cancer. Does that mean everybody's going to die of cancer? Thank you. I mean, every family has somebody that's depressed. Everybody. That doesn't mean there's a curse on our family. It means the devil is robbing the life that God intends for that family to have. The thief, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, I understand there is truth. There is scientific evidence of certain things. But we are not looking at scientific evidence. We are looking at God evidence. We are looking at a spiritual evidence. We are looking at what the Word of God says. And we put the Word of God above our circumstances. Come on. Above our storms. Above our natural truths. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we are blessed with believing Abraham. We are blessed with believing. I don't have a job, but I'm blessed, Pastor. I'm empowered to prosper. It's a matter of time and the job is going to come. I don't have a wife, Pastor, but I know that I'm blessed. I'm not thinking I'm ugly. I'm not thinking I don't have a good personality. It's just a matter of time and Mr. Right is gonna manifest. God loves me so much that he's keeping every Mr. Wrong out of my life, so I know something very special is heading my way in the name of Jesus. When you lose your job, that's not the end of it. You should get out of that job if you lose your job and not go sit or boot for Lord as a flock there. You should say, Father, I am blessed. Hallelujah. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Come on. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. So things may first get a little bit better before they get a little bit worse before they get better. But you need to keep on believing and living every day with an upbeat attitude, walking by faith, believing I'm blessed and I know that I am. I'm blessed and I know that I am. Good things are heading my way. My breakthrough is coming. My deliverance is coming. My promotion is coming. Come on, because the blessing of God is upon my life. Hallelujah. What I touch is blessed because I'm blessed. I'm predestined by God to prosper. And that's what God said to Abraham. God said, follow me. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. Not a hoarder. You will be a channel. You will be a river. You will be somebody that gives hope to people in your world. So what did this blessing do in the life of Abraham and everybody that was blessed in the Bible? Two things. Listen, two things. Whether you're a pastor, businessman, housewife, two things, fruitful and multiply. That's why a church must grow. People come and they say, well, we just quality. No, if you quality, you're going to grow. Because God blesses you. So the blessing is in you. The river is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. So the only one who can stop the river from flowing is you. You, by believing, you are not blessed. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Psalm 78:41, they limited the Holy One of Israel. God was there. The power of God was there. The presence of God was there. I tell people all the time, if you can get rid of your last excuse, you will succeed permanently. Because you are blessed. You have the power. I got the power. You've got the power. You've got the goods. You've got the know-how. You've got the anointing. You have the ability. Oh, come on. You have the river on the inside of you. Let me wake somebody up in the name of Jesus. The reign of God is upon you. Hallelujah. You are anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you. He has blessed you. He has breathed his life upon you. So that's what he says, the blessing of Abraham, when you receive the blessing of Abraham through the person of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, everything changes because he guides me into all truth. He empowers me. He comforts me. He helps me. He strengthens me. He guides me. He shows me. He gives me revelation. Come on. How can I walk around as if I don't know? And the Bible says you have an anointing and you know all things. You just need to spend time in the presence of God. Then God will show you. God will guide you. God will lead you. Come on. Just like God said to Abraham, get out of your country to a land that I will show you. I want to tell somebody yet today that there is a place in the Lord. There is a place of God's release. There is a place of God's favor. There is a place of God's blessing. All you have to do is follow him. Stay connected to God and believe that the blessing of God is upon you. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. I'm not a failure. I'm a success waiting to happen. I'm not lonely. I have God on the inside of me. I'm not a victim of my past. I'm a victor through Jesus Christ. Come on. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. You're standing in this place Have you made your peace with Jesus there in Bloemfontein? You're in Pretoria. Can you say, I know that my sins have been forgiven? Can you testify today that if you were to die, you would go to heaven? Or is there still that emptiness in your life? Then I want to pray for you. You may feel uncomfortable right now. It is God talking to you, convincing you, persuading you to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You're standing there in Bloemfontein. You're standing here in Pretoria. You say, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I served God at one time, but offense came. Something came that took me away from God. I need to get back to God today. Let me pray for you. This is not a game. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses himself? Give yourself to Jesus today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You say, that's me. Put your hand on your heart. Pray this prayer with me. Everybody pray with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Thank you that you love me just as I am. I believe with all my heart you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today, I ask you, be my Lord, be my Savior. Bless me. Thank you for your power, your forgiveness, your mercy, and your grace. I will never be the same again. I surrender my life to you. Thank you for a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.